come to glorious greatest podcast in Bulgaria. That's correct. I don't think they've ever really had a roving touring podcast like this before.
No, they haven't.
No, but Bulgaria is very excited for it. I'll tell you what, Ben is the first influencer in Bulgarian history to actually document this place.
Yep.
Pretty damned amazing. Good morning, everybody. Gareth Cliff Show live from, what is this place called?
Pravits.
In Bulgaria. It's about 40 minutes outside of Sofia. And yeah, we're doing the show live on the Real Network this morning. What can I tell you? Look at how beautiful this is. Very nice mountain, very nice forest, very nice trees, very nice lake. All very, very gorgeous. Lots of oligarchs come here on holiday.
It really is like super, super special. That 40 minutes that it took us to get here, we drove through forests and ravines and valleys. And then this place just opens up like its own mini Switzerland or Italy.
It really is. It's exceptional. And I think that, you know, again, like so many other things that you see in the world, or you don't see until you go there, it's just like this undiscovered paradise.
Yeah,
it's magnificent. Can't tell you enough good things about it. And I wouldn't have said that if you'd asked me 3 days ago, like, what's Bulgaria like? And of course, Sofia is like many other cities, although it's a whole lot less touristy, is the best way to put it. I've got a couple of pictures to show you just now, and I've been trying to upload them as we've kind of seen things. But wow, a lot has happened in 2 days. I mean,
yeah. So when we left here on Monday, we decided to go for an exploration. We walked around for about 3-4 hours, and it's really incredible how there just were no tourists. I was the only guy with a camera.
Yeah, and people were looking at you very suspiciously.
Yeah, they were. They gave me a wide berth, but I was the only person.
I mean, if you try to include people in Bulgaria in your picture, they kind of sidle off and try to get out of the camera's way.
Well, that's because those bearded women are quite shy, Gareth. I think you can't be too general with your terms on that. But everything is clean. There's not a single smell of piss, no matter where you go, which has been
it's incredible. And it's clean. The place is clean. People don't leave shit lying around. It's tidy. They have pride. You know, it's really quite a civilized and sophisticated place in that respect. I would say there's probably, you know, if you go into the country, there are more people on plow and that kind of thing.
Yeah, which is really the case. Yeah. But also so relaxed. There's not a single bit of aggression. You don't even hear the like guys honking their horns in the cars. It's just been so incredibly cool to walk around and do stuff. And obviously where we are now, we're on a resort, but same vibe. Exact same vibe. Yeah.
This is obviously a very good hotel. So they've got lots of food. Jesus, I've eaten. I mean, I really thought that we'd find that their cuisine was very peculiar. And we did go to a restaurant on, what was it, Monday night? Tuesday night? Monday night.
It's a bit of a blur right now, but yeah.
Monday night. This was something else. Let's just get into that for a second. So they gave us a little bit of local music, dancing, singing.
Well, first of all, it's in the mountains. So Sofia's in the middle of just two really huge hills. You could call them mountains, I guess.
Yes.
And they drive you up and up and up. You go into this forest. But the forest is kind of like a friendly Blair Witch Project because it's very remote and untouched. And then there was a couple of haunted houses. Not haunted, obviously, just communist places.
Well, I mean, they were abandoned houses.
Yeah.
And there was nothing houses. There.
And then basically...
Morning. Oh, here we go. Hello.
Hi. Guys,
how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Very good.
But open 7:30.
That's fine. We're just doing a show here.
Okay,
yeah, no problem. There we go.
Thank you.
Very good. Rules is rules. What can I tell you?
And then this restaurant, very traditional. So it's you walk in and you see all the animals from around that they've obviously killed to provide meals in the past. And it's all stony inside and it's very quaint. And no, but like old dead foxes lying like hanging off the walls.
There's lots of taxidermy.
Turkey, that's the word I was going for here.
No.
This woman's having a disaster here. And then they bring you out food in different sort of waves. Oh, it was so cool. And then as you were thinking this night like plateau here, they then do all the traditional dancing and singing. But the weird thing is it's like if you took Turkish influence, some heavy Celtic dancing and kind of singing, and then like English Morris dancing. That's what it was.
That's probably the best thing. Funny, they almost look like they're wearing a bit of tartan, but it isn't tartan.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, there are some attractive women. There's a comment in the comment section here, like, what are other women wife-worthy, says Morgs.
I think so, judging by the hospitality and the cuisine.
I'll tell you what, you could do a lot worse than coming here, finding a wife, dragging her back to South Africa. You'd do a lot worse than that. I don't know that there are women who are willing to cook and work as hard in South Africa. And
yeah,
I say that, you know, begrudgingly. I'd love to be able to compliment our women, but they've become soft.
Look, I mean, and also I thought the women would be more heavy set. But
yes, no, no. No, they're not.
They're not.
No, and not that hairy, really.
Well, I don't know about that.
To be frank. Well, I'm talking about the face.
All right. Well, do you have the pick of
a bearded woman? No, I'll share that later. We actually did find a bearded woman. Was that a lady of the night? No, it wasn't. You know, just because you had that accent, Lito, doesn't mean you're at the fucking Grand. All right, calm down.
No.
You know, really, anything Eastern European to you sounds like stripper.
No, we're outside the general sort of dining area here. And Gareth had a great plan, as you can see. Everything's opening up behind us. But come 7:30, this is going to be nice and noisy. So we're very interested in the last half hour of the show, how it's going to go.
Because 7:30 here is actually 6:30
your time.
Your time. So then it's going to really start going down. Mm-hmm. We had a big party last night. There are a lot of people here from TTS and from the group that we're traveling with who are going to be very, very sore and rough this morning. I mean, they were being carried out on stretchers last night. It's quite something.
Gareth, you say that, but experience.
Oh, no, that's true.
And what you're used to also plays into that. I mean, I woke up rough the last 3 days, actually, because obviously the first night,
Jesus,
not much sleep from the plane, and then just been hammering it ever since. I think I put on 2 kilograms. You know how hard it is for me to put weight on?
Well,
I'm up to like 85.5.
I wish that was my problem, but no chance of that. So let's see if I can find you this picture. There are a lot of really good pictures I got to share with you here.
There is a comment here around, have you eaten horse yet? I'm not sure we have, but this traditional restaurant where all these different courses came out.
Have we? Probably.
Maybe. So all these different courses came out. So what Gareth would do is he'd wait until everyone's had at least a good 3 or 4 mouthfuls.
Yeah.
And then go up to them politely and go, did you enjoy the horse?
Yeah.
That cat was really tasty, wasn't it?
Yeah. It got mixed reactions. Mostly negative, it's worth saying.
Mostly negative.
Mostly negative reactions. But, you know, there are also some people with a good sense of humor here. I've got videos of traditional dancing, which I'll share with you in a minute. Good morning. What a lovely and peaceful background, says Raven. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You can hear the birds. And actually, there's a bit of a sunrise happening over there. Very pretty. So, I mean, what I'm really blown away by, and I suppose I shouldn't be, is just the natural beauty of this place. It's Eastern Europe the way you'd expect it to look, kind of unspoiled, very green. We're obviously in autumn now, but it's not browning. I mean, this cypress tree behind us is a bad example. I think it was clapped last year quite hard by the frost.
Mm.
And apparently on those mountains, you actually get some snow in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, because there's a beautiful, big, massive lake. How wide you wanted to swim it?
No, I said we could. I didn't say I wanted to. It's about 700 meters across, because opposite the lake is a golf course. So my eyes always work in 100-meter increments. So there's a beautiful golf course here, which we're not going to play this time around. But it's a really, really big lake. But Gareth, one thing that was browning yesterday were our outfits.
Oh, we had the brownest outfits of all. Let me show you. Yesterday. So yesterday we did an incredible classic car drive all the way from Sofia to here at Prawitz, and everybody dressed up. It was very, it was beautiful because everyone went to trouble except Brent Lindekew.
Yes.
Who made no effort at all. Really, I suppose in so many ways, he's a great disappointment. I mean, everybody was just exasperated at the fact that he hadn't put in any time or trouble at all.
I went onto the Facebook group last night, and the official gay Facebook group has now demerited him 37 points, which is the equivalent of 8 years in gay points.
Yeah.
Because there was a dress of opportunity and he failed not once, but actually twice, if we technically.
Very, very bad. Not good for him. I'll show you a picture of Ben and I were, of course, dressed up properly as per the theme, which was Peaky Blinders. So were all the other people on the trip. Just Brent, just him. And we had these incredible cars. I mean, just give us an idea of the range of cars. There were some very old-fashioned. They almost looked a bit Rolls-Royce-y, but they probably were Chryslers or Lincolns.
Yeah,
or,
there were some of those sort of like
American
1930s American cars, big, gaudy, horrible things that all died in Cuba.
Mm.
You know, all the way through to like a Ford monster truck, basically, this huge thing. Then there was a stretch limo, which was actually a police car, which is hilarious.
It had San Diego Sheriff written on it and actual blue lights on top, which in this country is not illegal.
And then there was a couple of rally cars, and then there was a Ford Cobra. So basically, the Cobra was like a cheaper version of the Mustang. So
yes. Well, what a car.
You didn't really get the Mustang and the Shelbys here, but you got this Ford Cobra, which is also very interesting. And then there was a couple of old cruisers. There was that old Citroen that where the bodywork goes over the wheels.
Yes.
And the best suspension ever. And then what caught our eye, of course, were the Larders, the old Soviet cars. And the great thing was every one of these cars was driven by their owner.
Yes.
So we not only had all the cars, we had the car enthusiast drivers around. And our guy, Russi, shout out Russi.
Yes, Russi. What great man, Russi.
He didn't say a lot, but I think he listened to every one of our words because I just kept seeing him smirk or look horrified all in equal measure.
So here's me, brownest, oldest Mercedes I find, and I'm wearing brown. So it's a really a cornucopia of brown going on there. And we drove, though, this Lada of Russi's.
The Lada was
so now, let's just tell people what a Lada is because I don't think everybody knows. It is Lada.
Yeah. So it was basically like the Volvo of the Soviet Union. So it wasn't particularly flashy in design, but it was, well, I guess reliable is also a bit of a stretch to say.
No, you can't say reliable. This car would break down at a moment's notice.
So it basically was the Volvo. It wasn't shit, but it wasn't like amazing.
But very communist. Everybody in Russia, everybody in Eastern Bloc would drive this car. There was a Trabant, which is a very famous East German car.
Yeah.
Also, you know, terrible reliability, not much going on there.
But the thing about the Lada is whether you were transporting spies, horse meat, your kids, you could do it all in the Lada, basically.
Taking dissidents from one side to the other. This was the car for that.
Or if you just got further up in the whole chain of administration, the Lada was like your sort of coming to success.
Well, I mean, I was very happy to be, not to drive it, but to be driving in it. We've discovered someone asked about the beer here. Well, we found a very fine beer called Moretti.
Oh, but that's an Italian.
I know, but very good. Let me just move this. This thing's in the way here. There we are. That's a bit better. So this is a Birra Moretti, which is a kind of Italian, very, very good beer. Yeah. I must tell you, I'm not a beer drinker, as you know, but I persuaded myself through just the first taste of this that this was actually a very good idea last night. And we had some during supper. Do we have anything to say about the general sort of demeanor? We were very cruel about how people were grumpy and they looked sad. And this is not true. They're actually very happy. They just don't know. They know that they have to be happy and smile and be polite, but they're not sure how yet.
Yeah.
They're working it out.
Yeah, but that's the thing, because tourism's so new and or non-existent that they want to make an effort. Like this woman, I was in the restaurant yesterday of Revolutionary Bar, and on the walls are all these icons in frames. So, you know, obviously being the first influencer in Bulgaria, I'm making the first ever influencer video. And I was taking clips of these things. Mm. And this woman, like unannounced, just sort of giving me a guided tour of the icons. So there's Freddie Mercury, Madonna, and Marilyn Monroe, the easy ones. But then the local ones. So she wanted to educate me, but also scold me for not knowing it all at the same time. It was a really magical experience because she was angry, yet also like really excited to tell me who they were. Like, you don't know who this is? No.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong?
Who have we got here? Let's see. Oh, there's the great Brian
Kitchen.
That's Brian. Yeah.
If the internet drops a little bit, because that guy's looking at porn. So far, so good on the line.
Is that the reason we brought that picture up?
Yeah.
Just so we can explain.
Well, that's the thing. If we suddenly start pixelating whatever, just remember Brian's face.
Bulgaria is one of the few countries where you see an old Lada next to a Lamborghini.
Correct.
What an interesting point, Bryce, because we noticed there was a Koenigsegg dealership in town in Sofia. Now, Koenigsegg, obviously a very, very rare and very expensive car. Let me tell you, if you have to have a dealership in a town, we don't have one in South Africa.
You know, Sofia's what? The size of Bryanston, basically.
Yeah.
And the ratio of really nice cars to shit ones like far outweighs it. Like you see very, very few shitty cars here, very few old cars even.
Yeah. And actually, that was one of the things I was looking for. because you can usually tell the economy of a country and tell the levels of wealth or poverty by just observing what cars are on the road. Some very nice cars around here.
Yeah, but like you're looking at your usual sort of 7 Series BMWs, lots of Porsche. I've seen a couple of Lamborghinis, loads and loads of Mercedes. Yeah, it's really impressive.
My old roommate here in the USA, says Monica, is from Sofia. Huh. Okay, nice person, right? This is Boutros. He's number one potato farmer, says Congo Krzysztofski. Actually, I don't know that potatoes are a big thing here, but we have, I told you this on, I think on Monday, that this is the fourth biggest exporter of wine in the world, Bulgaria, which I think is pretty damned amazing. Was Barbaros on Wall of Icons?
No. I think it was Dead Icons. He's still alive, of course.
So speaking of icons, we went souvenir shopping, and obviously Bulgaria is a Russian Orthodox country. And Ben and I both bought, though neither of us are particularly religious, a little opening icon out of wood, which has been painted beautifully. And of course, these icons use various techniques that have been handed down over generations. It's a little bit of gold on it. Beautiful.
It was really beautiful. It was the oddest little flea market that's there constantly.
Jesus. Wow, incredible.
War merch.
Yeah.
And interesting people. None of them are pushy. You know, if you go to Istanbul,
try to sell you everything.
Most places, and they always do the annoying thing like, hey, where are you from? Mr. Australia. Hmm. And then they always just say something. But these guys are like, hey, how's it going? Look at my stuff. You want to buy it? And then we did actually get the Gypsy Tears too.
Yes, we managed to find from Old Crone.
Yes, Old Crone sold us Gypsy Tears in small wooden relic.
Yeah, which we then carried around with us in entire time in case of, you know, everything from terrorist to witch.
And you can cast the spells.
You know, village idiot. You could do anything with it. It's actually quite useful. So we'll be taking home some Gypsy Tears for the good of the whole community. Yes. We'll spread them around South Africa. You get 1,000 curses per vial of Gypsy Tears.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have a rose kind of tinge to it because that's just what they do here.
Yeah, rose oil is a big thing.
Yeah.
So for those people who do check out Wikipedia before going on a trip, that's what you'll hear. And it seems to be a true thing. Rose oil, big. Apparently they use many, many hundreds of roses per tiny vial of rose oil.
1,000 to be exact, Gareth.
Huh, there we are. Do you think the lack of smiles is simply a relic of the communist era and an installed culture difficult to get rid of? Patrick, you're spot on. You know, communism hates happiness, so they tried to eradicate. But I can see the small bit of original Bulgarian happiness is still there.
Yeah, pretty much.
You just have to dig really deep.
Pretty much. I mean, as I say, like the staff are really nice. They're not overly pushy, but they seem friendly.
Well, that one woman this morning. I don't. Think why you're here?
Well, because we're the first influencers, guys. She has no idea. Yes, she didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to say.
I did a little bit of history, kind of. Research while I was here and or while I was in Sofia, because they've got ruins all over the city of Sofia, which used to be called Serdica under the Romans. We're talking about the first century AD, even first century BC, there was already stuff. In fact, if you go back 300 years before that, King Philip II of Macedon, who was Alexander the Great's father, he looted and almost razed to the ground ancient Serdica. So quite a lot of violence in that part of their history. Later on, Crassus, the member of the first triumvirate with Caesar and Ptolemy, he came along and again just captured many people who stood against him and then just executed them. Very violent, very aggressive. So these people are, you know, the history is not all rainbows and unicorns, let's be fair. Carlos says, my first visit to Sofia, you've been here more than once. My first visit to Sofia, I thanked the driver who collected me from the airport. His response, do not thank me for doing my job. Now, wouldn't it be great if we had more of that attitude in South Africa, huh? Wouldn't that be good?
Oh, that's funny.
Don't thank me for doing my job. This is what I do.
So we had this amazing bus driver his name was Paco.
Oh, I've got a picture of Paco somewhere as well.
Paco had the time of his life the other day because...
Sure.
I'm guessing most tour groups aren't, well, there aren't any for a start. So they're safe, it could be as rowdy as ours. And there was drinking here and there.
Yes.
And on the way home, we got Paco in one of those like Mercedes Sprinter van things. It was pretty late and we were singing and drinking, whatever. And he says, this is car. This is not bar.
Yes. Very aggressive.
So we thought, gosh, this guy's fucking curmudgeonly. But then he really softened. But the sort of low side of that softening was that when we were dancing in the car, he started dancing too, which then saw him raise his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did he have some body odor.
Oh, yeah, quite a lot of that.
Filled the cab.
Yeah. But also, friendly demeanor, after all, wasn't all bad. Let me show you a couple of pictures here. I just want to gather these up. All right, so we got Paco. Let me find this for you quickly, because Paco is something to see.
Paco, not so much of the ribbon under the arms, but he was a really great guy.
Yeah, that's a good point, well put. And also, I would say that generally, we've had very, very nice interactions with the local people. Like Ben says, not very pushy. Getting to grips with this idea of being, nice to tourists. I think we're about to be.
Here comes another.
We're about to be shut down now. All right, let's just see what's happening.
This guy's about to go play golf, though.
You
play golf today?
Hello. Very good. Yeah, not much to be said there, I'm afraid. Huh?
Tried.
Yeah, no, we definitely tried. All right, so let me find this picture of Paco.
There he is, bottom left.
Okay. Just going to load this up here. And Ben, let's get into some sport while we're getting this going.
Yeah, so obviously Champions League is back. And the exciting thing about that, of course, this year is that it's this whole single league thing. So if you know Champions League in the past, you get everyone's in a bit of a group. Top two go through. And then the ones that kind of finish third, they go into the Europa thing. And then the other one just goes home and no one cares about. So that's different this time around. There's going to be 36 teams. There's a lot more games. But all this whole one thing. And then top eight go through automatically to the round of 16. Then the next 24 fight it out. The next 16 fight it out for those last eight places. So last night got off to a roaring start. Big scores, as you may expect, with some of these big mismatches. So Bayern Munich beat Dynamo Zagreb 9-2. Real Madrid had a good 3-1 result. Liverpool away to Milan, AC Milan. They won 3-1. So that was a really, really good start. You'll get matches again today, and you'll get matches again on Thursday. Here is, you going to bring Paco up now?
No. Yeah, I'll keep going.
Ah, look, there's our friend Jolene.
Yeah, she'll be joining us momentarily. Wow.
So that will be today. I know Young Boys also had a bit of a shocker. They lost to Aston Villa. Juventus also with a 3-1 win. Today we are looking at, what we've got here? We've got Arsenal play on Thursday, but today the big one is Man City versus Inter. So that Man City will be at home for that one. And then the Box also announced their team yesterday to take on the Argentinians. So as we've become accustomed to so far in this rugby championship, Russia's been mixing it up a little bit for very good reasons, of course. This time around, Salman Murat, he's going to Murat from the front. He is captaining the team. Oxen Chair, Malcolm Marks, Thomas Toy, a solid front row. With Murat will be Ruan Nurkia, who's retained his spot. Marco van Staden comes in because Sia is not in the starting lineup. And then Jason Dixon will be playing the Peter Steph de Toy role, which is always quite hard to say because nobody can play it other than him. And then Jasper Visser will start at 8 and probably get more game time this time around. Kubus Reinach and Andre Pollard will be the halfback pairing. So no start again for Marnie Libok. When you think, like, this guy's got to get a chance. But what has become interesting in the last sort of 24 hours is that Sasha Feinberg and Gomazulu has now got a knee operation ahead. So he's going to be out for 6 weeks, roughly. Although Rusty's quite confident it's going to be 4.5 weeks. So after the knee injury, Marnie is now back in the mix, and he'll come off the bench for Andre Pollard. Mapimpi, Lokanya Am, Jesse Creel, Kirkley Arensa, and Fassi, that is the rest of the lineup there. So there should be a good enough team. I think Jaden Hendricks will, again, get at least 30 minutes of rugby. I still believe he is number one scrum off for the Box, with Kubus Reinach probably falling away as soon as Faf de Klerk does come back. So those are your two big sporting things right now. Obviously, live Champions League. And then that man over there is not shouting. Fair enough.
That's a Russian man. He's on his phone. It's fantastic. This is so great. All right, so here's a picture of Paco. We've been telling you about Paco. Very important that you get to see this guy, because I mean he's quite a specimen. There he is, right?
Time of his life. So yeah. I mean, we had guesses. What do you think Paco is weighing in at?
Oh, 130 at least.
Yeah, probably.
I'd say definitely. He might own like 9 nightclubs for all we know.
Could be.
And
could
an
be.
Orphanage.
Yeah.
You know,
I just thought that there were so many nice pictures that we got of Paco. That one.
That's really, the best one.
That just summed up who he was.
Well, so here's the, look how happy he is in this one.
Yeah.
By the way, here's the guards at the presidency. See that? That's the president's office in Sofia. And that's a hell of a uniform.
Yeah.
Almost looks like they could go snow skiing in that.
Outfit
with fur of bear. And
where you took this picture was a really great example of how cool this place is. So, yes, there's communist block buildings, all that kind of stuff. But then these buildings and the ones around it were beautiful. They were like up there with something as impressive as you would see in Rome. And there was just this lovely central section where the local parliament is and obviously where the palace is.
And then this beautiful cathedral, which is called Alexander Nevsky.
Yes.
Very, very lovely too. And I got to say that I found in the forest, just tell them about the forest, Ben, and the adventure we had in the forest.
It was very, very enchanting. We had a bit of an amazing race kind of thing where people who could walk basically ran off. Gareth's team came last because they made the mistake of forcing elderly people into the bush. Like literally, they finished an hour behind everybody because they thought they should work as a team. Whereas
elderly and substantially,
mostly disabled, just hugely addled by alcohol at the stage. I mean, Gareth pushed three people with gout up hills. But then our team, like any other team, two of us ran after everything and we had plenty of time. And then we were forced into drinking rakia.
Yeah, you left most of your team in a place to stay still and not do anything. And the athletic people got all the clues and all of that stuff.
I mean, we left them in the shade. I left them with the gypsy tears to cast spells if needed. And then, they were fine.
Okay, well, there was also archery in forest. I found the fuck tree, look.
Yes.
I think quite cool.
Only
someone got lost in the forest and clearly like this was their cry for help. And who knows what happened to them after that.
Look at the craftsmanship in that cutting there. It's really, really good. It's a lovely font.
Yeah, it's very good. There's no doubt what it is, you know.
But it literally is. There's just nothing in this forest.
Yes. Yeah. Magnificent, though. Silver birch trees. Beautiful. As far as the eye can see. And this sort of dappled light that comes through. Magnificent place.
Beautiful, pure babbling brooks.
Yes.
So soft, this moss on the rocks.
Beautiful, beautiful. We have a little video here for you. I must just see where it is. Did you load that video that I gave you? James, if you could just get that lovely video that I sent you this morning, perhaps you can...
Why don't you do us all a favour and fuck off back up your mother's minge where you belong?
That wasn't the one, but okay, James.
Was that James's response to you asking for something out of him?
Well, that's quite something.
That's quite something, James.
I think it's time for us to come back and bring a little discipline back to the show. I mean, that's completely uncalled for. I don't think we've been horrible to you once, James. There hasn't been one slightly aggressive message, nothing. I mean, that's what we get. Sure.
Yeah. Well, there's a good thing there's a sword shop in this hotel, so now you can go get those discipline items.
Yeah. I'm going to be bringing back some of that. Well done, James. Very nice. Sure. Unbelievable. James got that off his chest, says Pumlani. Yeah, well, I need to save that. Just made my day, says John Bad Dog. James, are you drunk again? Says Congo Chris. Sure. Lots going on. Gareth, did you shoot an apple off of Ben's head? No, but we did find, Ben actually saw a statue in Sofia of a man who was probably the first cricketer in Bulgarian history. Big dent in his forehead.
Yeah.
And we assume that was the first and last cricket match ever played in Bulgaria, because the guy was obviously struck dead.
And shocked about and horrified, because that was his head for the rest of his life.
Right, exactly. On one of those buildings during communism, there used to be a huge red star. Oh, yes. And lots of communist signs. We spoke about this on Monday morning, but instead of like billboards that stand alone with a frame around them, they're just really letters that are held up by scaffolding,
just like small pieces of wood, basically. Yeah, sticks.
But
they all have communist signs. So even if you've opened a business here in the last 10 years,
McDonald's, PwC, for heaven's sake,
PwC, they all have the communist signs still, like communist style signs. And then, of course, don't forget Happy Restaurant, best restaurant in London.
Yeah, this is quite something. While going through the airport in Sofia, they've got advertising, in the walkways up from the plane.
Yeah,
and instead of saying, here's the greatest place for you to go to in Sofia, it says Happy Restaurant, best restaurant in London 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
But we're not in London.
A few odd things.
It's very strange.
But, you know, another thing we're walking around is that normally in most places you get, you can exchange money anywhere. There was only one money changer in the whole place we walked around.
Yes.
Just no touristy anything.
Now you're really getting arrested. It was so loud, says Hermine. I don't know what you're talking about. What's happening here? Oh, you mean the guy in the background?
Oh, him, yeah.
No, he's just having a conversation with his business partners back in what's the place? Minsk. Yeah, well, I don't know about Minsk. That's in a new... Mind you, he might be from Ukraine.
No, he's far off. But I think he's about to go play golf.
Oh, he's dressed for it. Now, tell us, do you think this golf course will admit you?
Him or me?
You.
Oh, no. Well, unfortunately, we haven't got time because today we're going to go to the spa. I think we need it after the last 4 days.
Listen, it's been busy. I actually was so tired yesterday afternoon. I went and had an hour and a half hours doo-doos, and I felt much better afterwards.
No, I envy you now. That decision would have made a huge difference to my life.
Oh, Hermine says, no, the video with the woman swearing. Maybe there is a delay. That wasn't that. We didn't put that up. That was James. That was his response to me saying, hey, James, could you show us that video? And then he puts up this thing of this very, very foul-mouthed woman.
Have we got the video by any chance? Still not.
James? There he is. What did you say? Just play it. It's fine. You've already upset us. There we go. Go for it. Just play it. Just press play.
That was the video you sent me.
Lies, James. Don't upset the people.
It's that one, and then I've got this
teacher, and I'm currently out on sick leave.
James.
Why don't you do us all a favor and fuck off back up your mother's minge where you belong?
I don't know whether did we deserve that. I want to ask the comment section. I'm sorry. Don't blame me. How dare you? It's very rude. Does the spa there also have those fake Portuguese rolls with way too much flour?
Different kind of spa, Carl, but yeah, good dad joke. Carl, I got to notice, you used to be funny as fuck, but you've been terrible the last few weeks.
Yeah, you've dropped
your game.
Dropped off the edge.
Is it just because it's time of year, you've got fatigue? What is it?
Yeah, I wonder, there was a very disturbing chair that we saw.
Oh, the pedo chair.
This you have to see it. Okay. So look, in that funny sort of Bulgarian, what would you call it, forest place?
It was an enchanted, untouched forest.
Okay, I'm going to show you this because this will blow your mind. Essentially, this is a chair that was carved out of one piece of wood. It must have taken someone a very long time. The subject matter of the carving, maybe not the best advised. I don't know. I thought unnecessarily creepy. Many other people also thought a bit creepy. I'll show you the picture. For fuck's sake, James is one of the most inept people I've ever seen. Oh, that's great. That's extraordinarily funny. Oh, here we are. Okay, I found the picture of the chair. This, wow. For anybody who's, listen, if there are children around the YouTube at this point, I would have them taken away just for this moment where we're going to show the chair picture. They don't need to see this. Not if they're at a young and impressionable age. It's really the kind of thing you'd expect in a grisly fairy tale that goes horribly wrong. All right, so here it is. Take a look.
Yeah. It's actually scarier the next day.
For anyone who can't see, it's next to a very, very rusted old heater. But those will be familiar to anyone who goes out in four ways. And then some farm implements. And then this chair, which, sure, it's got a bear at the top. Like Goldilocks's bears, I suppose. But smiling, and it's almost like the arms of the chair are the arms of the bear. Mm-mm. Nobody's idea of fun, that.
And you sat on that.
I did.
Very odd.
I did, and I'll never be the same. I sent James a video to play on the show last week. Useless. Just be careful. He has a mean streak. I mean, you saw what he just played. for us just now.
Absolute mean streak, yeah.
Totally unnecessary. Carl just apologizing here, Ben, saying it's exhaustion. I'll pull up my socks.
No, so, we all go through that, Carl. I just thought, as a mate, I just, you know, keep you honest.
I think you should buy that chair and make James sit.
That's a good idea. That's a really great idea.
I think, though, it's not for sale. Let me say this. We were talking to Brent Lindekew, of course, the good news guy, yesterday. He told us something interesting. He said that they have very, you know, deep research now on people's response to good news and bad news and when they're most interested in the good news stories and all the rest. And he made a very good point. This is the 9th month of the year and people are tired, you know. They may be in a very optimistic space because of the weather and spring coming along, but it's a tough time of year. People are exhausted. They haven't got a lot of energy lying around. They don't have spare time because they're trying to get as much done as possible before the end of the year. So although the weather is improving, people's demeanor may be down because they're just so damn busy and exhausted from a long year.
And winter is exhausting for a lot of people, but you think all the things that distract us or take our time or our attention, it's draining. It's super, super draining. And it's still long enough till December where you feel like there is no end in sight. So it's a bit of a, yeah, it is. It's a bit of a doldrums period for a lot of people mentally.
And if you feel bad, then just take a look at this comment from Bryce. I mean, how depressing is this? That he says here, Bulgaria used to be known for their dancing bears. And they used to treat these bears really badly and electrocute and drug them to make them.
And then turn them into chairs. That was the final part of that story.
Sweet Jesus. That's
so unfair.
That's horrific. Electrocute and drug them. Good Lord, Bryce. How do you know these things? Holy shit. That is very, very sad. Electrocute.
But what would they have done that for if there was no clubs or entertainment during communism? Was that just there just for shits and giggles? Was that their idea of a circus?
Got to give me a minute. That's very disturbing to take that on board. Electrocute and drug. That's absolutely horrific. Just to make it dance. I mean, it's not dancing. It's avoiding electrocution. It's just... Please don't electrocute me again. It's horrible. That's very, very mean. Bri Day is perfectly placed with all the stress. We'll need a day off to Bri and drink some Boxburg cappuccino.
When is Heritage Clayton? Day?
24th. So it's actually next Tuesday, which is a public holiday. So you have to come to work on Monday, but then you get Tuesday off.
Oh, very good.
Very stupid. As I've often said, when they put a public holiday on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, always on Monday or Friday, if you have any brains. But this is our government. They don't have any brains. So I'm not surprised. I do think, though, it's a nice day for everybody to just take off and, you know, think about heritage and all that shit. If you don't, just have a braai.
So Arbod makes a good comment about Cocaine Bear. Wouldn't it be a great movie if Cocaine Bear 2 was like a vengeance kind of thing? So Cocaine Bear would come to Bulgaria and
rescue
all the electrocuted bears and leave a trail of bodies in his way. That would be such a great movie.
Infant male bears' testicles were also known to be eaten raw after they'd been hunted. Something about male fertility.
Yeah, that's most people.
Bulgarian muti. Well, this is why we carry the tears.
Yeah, you never know where you
tears of a gypsy. You have to have them with you. You just never know. I mean, you could be cursed by someone who's got bear testicles and you need something strong to counteract that. Tears of Gypsy, really, is that's the all you need. At the end of communism, all the kids had for entertainment was the escalators in the first mall of Bulgaria. They were amazed by it going up and down and found it so much fun. We actually saw those escalators.
Yeah, well, that was a theme park, basically.
Yeah. One thing that I'm very, very interested in, and we never really got an answer for, in the subways, you know, you go under the roads, there are these passages, and also then they do have an underground, which... It seems to be in good functioning order.
Yeah.
Again, everything clean, no smell of urine or anything. And ramps, now at unbelievable angles. I mean, these are for people in wheelchairs, but instead of having, you know, kind of a gradual slope up or down into the subways, these things go up at an angle of, I mean, upwards of 70 degrees.
Well, if you
and if you were pushing someone in a wheelchair
finished
up there at 70 degrees, I mean, you would need Paco level of strength.
Paco level of strength
to push these people up.
There would need to be no more than 40 kilograms for this thing to hold to work out.
You'd need to be very strong to push these people up and down, obviously, even more dangerous because there'd be people at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they'd smash into them at great breakneck speed and cause enormous damage to limb. You know, I just don't think this is a very good thing. That was not one of their best ideas. Even we in South Africa, where we honestly sometimes, you know, that you see these people in rural areas, they put a log over a ravine to solve a problem. Very, very rudimentary problem solved in a rudimentary way. This is not good with these ramps. I'll tell you what.
In saying that, have you seen anybody in a wheelchair here?
No, because they don't let them live long.
But that's exactly it. Because maybe the subway thing is so treacherous. It's like, well, we're trying to get in the train, but fuck, the thing was so steep. Now you're dead. It's just a very sort of subtle way of just getting rid of the problem.
All right. Well, there's lots of comments here about this. Carl says, Slippery Pickle says, you think work is tiring. I negotiated a car sale with an Indian guy yesterday. The only thing I trust that he said is that it's not stolen because the police validated that. So a lot of racism in that too, hey, Slippery Pickle? Sure.
He's being nice about the police.
You guys should do a stream on the streets, like at a coffee shop, facing the people walking around.
Yeah, my face is so sore from like 3 days of just laughing. The two of us have just gone to various places, and the social commentary has been never ending. The jokes write themselves around here. I mean, not like because we've been laughing at things. It's just so much to take in, and it's so interesting and unique. And again, it's just there's nothing like this place. Being somewhere where there's not a lot of people and nothing's really happening, but yet everything's nice. It's just so it's so unique.
All right, so we have a bit of propaganda for you this morning. You know, we always try to bring some of that in because we're in Bulgaria. So this is obviously a story that Takealot is seeding around in media in South Africa, and you can tell which media organizations are being paid because they will put this story front and center. Takealot smashes Amazon South Africa in online popularity. Do they?
Well, online popularity, sure, because they've been around for so long.
But
what is online popularity?
Exactly. They could have had one poll. You know, this is the type of non-story that people who don't know news will think is news. So Takealot has emerged as the most popular e-commerce platform when compared to Amazon South Africa. Amazon has only been in South Africa for, 2 weeks?
A couple months.
Maybe. And most people think that they're in America. Maybe they've dealt with them for the last 15 years in America. I mean, what, Jeff Bezos is new to you? You never heard of this guy? Anyway, this is from data from Google Trends and SimilarWeb. Doesn't that sound dodgy? SimilarWeb. Now, next thing they'll be telling us, SimilarWeb, more popular than Google. Anyway, despite high expectations surrounding the launch of Amazon South Africa in May 2024, so it is a couple of months, the platform has encountered challenges in offering competitive pricing and sustaining interest. I would say at this point, Temu more popular than Takealot and Amazon.
All of us, yeah. Right. That's the inconvenient truth.
Yeah, that's what they don't want. That's the news story
but it's
hidden in all of this.
It's an interesting point there because no one's been talking about deals they've got on Amazon. I bought a drone on Amazon because it was, I don't know, 500 Rand cheaper. Maybe that was it. But it is so hard. Unless they're going to take a loss for a couple of years to really get the market share, Temu's going to screw you. And Takealot just works, you know? It also doesn't make a huge amount of money. There's not great margins in this. They need volume.
This is a very, very useful point, which I wish I'd found out from Grant earlier. Bulgarians nod their head like this to mean no. And this means yes.
Okay.
So if you go up to someone and you say, can I please have X drink at the bar? And they go, that means yes, sure you can. This means no. It's completely counterintuitive. You've encountered this?
No, that's odd. Yeah, that's very odd.
So there's some useful local information that no one really knew until today. Great fucking thanks very much, Grant. Last day, he gives us this pearl of wisdom. I've been so confused everywhere I've gone. You've been hiding this information from us? I mean, what use are you coming to tell us this on the last day? I've been buying on Take a Lot since it was Take Two. It was it Take Two before?
No idea what that is.
Huh. Okay, wow. Okay, Amazon SA is brilliant, says Bronwyn. Next day delivery. Take a Lot is useless with delivery. Sometimes nearly 2 weeks to get your order. Hmm. And suddenly we become Isabel Jones's Fair Deal.
Always. It's going to happen eventually.
Complaints. The next thing we'd have Devi Sankari Govinda running around talking about Amazon versus Temu versus Take a Lot. It's just too much. Great. They should put that on signs or something. Well, they should. Nodding like this, I assume, is yes. What fucking country does this for yes? Anyway, the Russian oligarch's left. He's realized we're not going to shut up. It was a bit of a battle of... He thought, I will win. He kept talking louder and louder on his cell phone. Now he's gone. For swimming lake. Is that an ostrich? No, it's a sculpture.
It does look like an ostrich.
It looked like an ostrich. I'm telling you, I thought that Russian had come back with an ostrich. Anyway, Amazon made two mistakes, according to Carl. They entered South Africa with no big show and there's no cool Amazon product.
Yes.
You just get Jacob's Coffee and Oros.
But it almost looked like Take a Lot with a worse user interface.
Yes.
Because their website looks like shite. It looks like, what was the other one? Gumtree. Looks just a slightly better version of Gumtree.
Oh, Bebop Williams saying, did you guys sleep last night? Why do we look that shit?
I think I got 4 hours because last night there's actually a nightclub in this hotel. So yes. You go into this main area, you go down, and it's a proper nightclub. And there was a disco theme, although the DJ was the only one who didn't know it was disco theme. This was horrific. It was one of the worst. It's like he was schizophrenic.
Mm.
He would be playing AC/DC, then he went into like mumble rap, then he would go disco for about 2 minutes, and then he would kill the ABBA with also like weird like R&B all over the draw. It was just literally he was. And then every hour he would just say non-coherent words. And I'd,
hey guys, you are ready, let's go.
No, wouldn't it be? It would like, hey guys, you are. And he would just be a pause. And he would come back 2 minutes later and go,
great. Yeah, I actually noticed that. Grant says, women can't be having a great time then if yes means no and all of that stuff. Well, again, I don't know if consent is such a big deal here.
No, I mean, it's just banknotes. That solves everything.
Yeah, really, that is it. Now, I'm very excited. In the next couple of minutes, we'll be talking to Jolene, who's here.
How is that related?
No, but she's here. She's sitting right here. We haven't paid Jolene to be here, if that's what you're saying, Ben. That's not her purpose here. But she is going to come and talk to us about a bunch of stuff. Her observations of Bulgaria.
Yep.
I don't think she's ever been here before either. And Jolene has traveled a lot.
Yeah.
She's seen a lot of the world.
So we're in a group of about 60 people all in all. And Jolene's definitely the most interesting person I've met in this whole trip.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not just saying it's because she's holding cutlery at me. It's just, we've had such a laugh. And, you know, every now and again in big groups, you need people to actually call people out on bad behavior or lame behavior. I mean, Brett Lindekew last night, as we've already mentioned.
And went to sleep early.
And he went to sleep early.
He went to sleep early too. You know, what is the point of taking someone along on a trip like this? You'll notice I'm dropping a lot of this because we've been in Bulgaria now such a long time. I no longer speak English way I used to.
But, I mean, if I was Brent, I wouldn't come to breakfast because Jolene is going to give him a dressing down for his performance.
And rightly
class,
so.
And rightly so.
And you also need someone in charge.
Yes.
You need someone who's got, like, the ability to assert authority over lame fucking people.
Jolene's all of that.
Yeah. So we'll get to Jolene just now. We'll also speak to some of the other people. We'll see who actually rises and shines. Because let me tell you, when we all decided, because Ben and Jolene and I left the party at the same time.
It's like 1 o'clock.
We all dropped each other off on the various floors that we were on. And I'll tell you what, the rest of them were still going strong. In fact, there were some people who were being shepherded off because they needed a carer.
Gareth, it was a bit like a war zone here. We all went in there, guns blazing, and some were carried out.
Yeah. Not everybody made it through.
Some
were
physically carried out. And it's not the easiest place to get back to because this is the bottom of this whole hotel. So you go up two flights of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
Yeah, and who knows? I haven't been down to the nightclub to see what that looks like this morning. It must be a fucking war zone down there as well.
To their credit, there were people that were mopping up broken glasses and vomit.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, it's not necessarily our people who were vomiting. It could also have been the oligarchs.
Yeah, there was a private function.
Well, Ben, I mean, there were Russians here, and that happens all the time in Russia. Bulgaria, here's some useful facts. You know, Grant's coming up with all of this stuff now after we've been here for 3 days already. Suddenly he's Encyclopedia Britannica about Bulgaria. It would have been nice to drop some of this into the comment section when we were still in South Africa getting ready for the trip. You know, we would have known what to look forward to, Grant, but thanks. He goes, Bulgaria celebrates Epiphany, January 6th, the tradition of men diving into icy waters to retrieve a cross. Hmm. You know, it would have been nice to know because we saw people jumping into water yesterday. We thought they were just fishing with hands.
It'd be a good place for this with this gigantic lake behind us.
Yeah. Anyway, how many people came with you to Bulgaria? Well, I'll tell you what. More people came with us to Bulgaria than will leave with us.
I've got a group shot here somewhere.
You have? I love how annoyed Gareth is with Grant. I am. Very lazy of him. Only coming with facts now at the end. Damn it, Grant. In fact, Grant, James has got something to say.
Why don't you do us all a favour and fuck off back up your mother's minge where you belong?
Oh, James got a real bee in his bonnet, huh?
James is very aggressive this morning. I think, you know, because we're not there to physically actually reprimand him, because he responds well to a smack, not to...
I think as soon as we get back, Jolene's going to go into studio.
I'm bringing Jolene,
and
yeah.
Sort James out. James, you thought you had a rough morning with the bat that one day.
Yeah, the dominatrix.
The dominatrix. You were in for another sort of hiding.
Unbelievable. Why are you both looking so annoyed, says Lamero. Not happy? We're very happy. We're having a wonderful time. What are you talking about?
It's a bit cold out here. The things we do for you fuckers. It's cold out here. We're sitting here. It's early. We're hungover to shit. There's still not enough for you.
Jolene. So people are saying, if you only hear Jolene once, you're not hearing it right. It's got to be Jolene, 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 Jolene. And she hates that song. Every time anyone meets her, she probably hears it.
How many times you got that?
There's the group photo.
That's a big group.
Very good. Very good of Ben to try and show us photo that no one will be able to discern anything from. But there
there's a lot of people. I climbed a hill for that, so yeah.
Yeah, very good. That was in the middle of forest.
Hmm.
Notice again, I drop the. This is, I by time I come back to South Africa, I no speak English like South African anymore. I speak like Bulgarian. I have accent all permanent time. Switch on, never switch off. Always on. Accent of Bulgaria. All right, very good. We've got, is that the same Jolene that Dolly sang to? Well, quite possibly. The song might have been inspired by her, although I don't think she's old enough to have inspired Dolly's writing at that point.
But that would perfectly sum up how you originally met Jolene, though.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so a couple of other news stories. There are things that are going on that we need to know about. Apparently, BMW SA has denied mass dismissals at the plant in Pretoria, attributing worker protests, which started on Monday, to a fraud investigation involving BMW employees' medical aid scheme. Did you hear about that woman at the police forensic laboratories, South Africa's pathology laboratories? She was in charge of the place. She stole so much money. It's completely unrelated to BMW, this. This is the South African medical, the state laboratory, where they do all the tests to figure out whether crimes have happened or, you know, whether there are diseases that we need to be aware of. This woman stole so much money. She's just been found guilty by the court. She's got to pay back 22 million rand.
Wow, that's a lot of stealing.
Well, that's the part they know about. Can you imagine how much she gets to keep?
Sure.
This woman, and let me tell you, she looks innocent. She looks like the sort of person you'd walk past in the street and you wouldn't think twice that this woman was just an ordinary citizen going about her business. Meanwhile, she's pocketing just millions and millions of rands.
Wow. What do you think she spent it on? Because when you steal, you don't have the money just sitting around. You probably use it.
I don't know. She looks like the kind of person who'd buy doilies, but I don't think she was. Clearly, very, very experienced thief. Anyway. And the exploding pages. Wow. This is a big story that was happening in Lebanon.
Yeah,
Beirut. So how clever are the Israelis? They figure out how to hack pages and they blow these things up and cause chaos, havoc. It was absolutely unbelievable to see all these people, and there's footage from hospitals, of these guys. I think their balls have been blown off.
Yeah, because a pager would be in a very delicate area.
Pager's always near the...
It's generally in your
waist area, yeah, right?
Your waist area.
And they blew these things up. You would think unhackable, but these stupid Hezbollah, so stupid are they.
But, I mean, I was thinking about this last night, obviously very briefly because we're at a disco. But were these particularly cheap pagers that would have an explosive device in them? Like, how do you recircuit these things in order to create a boom effect?
I think what they were maybe doing is they were issuing these guys with new pagers that had the explosive device in them.
Oh, okay.
And then these idiots are so stupid that they very nice, new pager. Strap it to balls and then...
Straight to balls.
Reports are from 500 to 3,000 injured. Unbelievable.
Wow.
That's a lot. Well done to Israel on that one. Stupid terrorists. Unbelievable. There's a Mr. Boy in court in Cape Town for a 1 billion rand housing tender that went wrong, the essence says.
Oh.
Mr. Boy. You'd never expect that, you know? There's some fucking gangsters in South Africa.
Oh, plenty. Yeah.
Dodgy people. We should get some pagers around there. We should start infiltrating those circles with pagers.
Well, I'm never taking a pager for anybody. And also, who still uses pagers?
Well,
this is another part of the story.
I'm worried. Fax machines may be next. You know?
If you want to blow up terrorist house, you send a fax machine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm frightened to use my fax machine when I get back home. My Ronio printer.
Should I go get you a cup of coffee while
that's a good idea. We're going to take a break now anyway. Yeah. All right. It's 7 o'clock. James, if you don't mind, if it's not inconvenient for you, maybe you can take a break for us and we'll be back with more, including the lovely Jolene Roberts, who'll be with us in a moment. So don't go anywhere. We are live from Bulgaria.